Good morning. My name is Richard Knabb, one of the senior hurricane specials here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. This is our 4 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Hurricane Ike. The center of Ike made landfall near the Galveston area a couple of hours ago, about 2 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Continues moving toward the northwest at about 13 miles per hour, taking the center of the hurricane farther inland. Right now, it's centered about 25 miles to the east of Houston, Texas. Now, just because the center of circulation has made landfall does not mean that this event is over. There are still hurricane force winds and high storm surges occurring in the coastal areas. We still have a hurricane warning up from Morgan City, Louisiana, all the way around to Port O'Connor, Texas. So hurricane conditions are still occurring at the coast because of the backside of the storm still being very large. It'll take several more hours for conditions to improve in coastal areas. We have hurricane conditions spreading inland over eastern Texas and western Louisiana. And over the next 12 hours or so into middle of the day here on Saturday, Ike will probably still remain a hurricane. So hurricane force winds are going to spread well inland and will probably remain a tropical storm throughout the rest of today and tonight as it proceeds up to the north over eastern Texas and western Louisiana. So it's going to take a while for the storm surges to come down. We're still going to have the possibility for some very heavy rainfall totals, up to 10, maybe even 15 inches in a few spots along the path of Ike, and also for the possibility of some isolated tornadoes as the system heads toward the north. The hurricane still has an eye, so if the eye does pass over your area and the winds temporarily weaken, do not go venturing outside because the winds will come around from the other side, and that will begin a long period of hurricane and then tropical storm force winds. At the National Hurricane Center, Miami, Florida, I'm Hurricane Specialist Richard Knabb.